Concours Agricom 2009, épreuve orale d'anglais. Texte numéro 12. The benefits that migrants bring to local economies in the UK are being underestimated, according to a report published this week. Matilda Kowalska came to London from Poland in 2003. Despite having a master's degree and a string of internships under her belt, she is still struggling to find a permanent job. She says that she is tired of being denied the chance to prove herself. As a kid, life in Poland is great. The problem comes when you have to grow up and get a job. I was born in 1979, so I was brought up before Poland joined the EU. Unemployment was particularly bad for young people. Everyone knew that Poland was going to be in the EU, but we knew that when that happened, we'd have a chance of getting better jobs. We talked about how exciting it would be to go to London and make something happen. I wanted to make a go of it. I wanted to get a proper, professional job. I had a typical Polish education, 8 years in primary, then 4 years in high school, before going on to university. I studied sociology for 5 years, which gave me an MA. I wasn't able to get much financial support from my family. I decided to come over as an au pair. I started looking online. I sent emails, pictures, references and health checks to one family, and they invited me to live with them. For me, it didn't work out. It was horrible from the moment I started living with them. The mother was working in the city, and the father was working too. The family had a boy of 5 and a girl of 3. When they were at school, I'd have to do the washing, ironing, cleaning and cooking. In my free time, there was always something else to do. That's what happens when you're living in your work. I got £50 a week pocket money, but that was almost entirely taken up by my English language school fees. One day, the woman I was living with checked the computer and found out that I had been looking for another family to live with. I was ironing, and she came in and stood next to me. She was a tall woman, and said, "Are you looking for a new family?" I said, "Yes." After that, the situation got a lot worse. In May 2004, 1 year after I came to the UK, Poland joined the EU. I asked myself, what can I do to get a proper professional job in this city? I was interested in market research, but I needed experience. I'd only worked as an au pair, a waitress and a sales assistant. So I prepared my CV and covering letter and offered myself as an intern. I must have sent out more than 100 letters, but only got 5 replies, all rejections. I don't know if employers are discriminating against us. It's more like there is just no interest. Although many of my Polish friends are highly qualified, they still have to do bar and coffee shop work. More and more people are going back to Poland as the economy improves there and gets worse here. I don't know if I'll go home now. I'm used to London and I like its intensity. I like going out, I have more choices, and life is more interesting. But I don't know if it's worth struggling any more. It's been 5 years since I left Poland, and I still haven't found a stable job. Fin du texte numéro 12.